Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
In the past, we have made fun of, dismissed the hit Netflix TV series Emily in Paris, which is about a young woman who goes to Paris to work at a marketing firm and just shows the French the can-do American way.
It seems very cringy. I haven't actually watched it.
I've watched the first season and I thought it was a little bit cringe. Until Netflix approached us and they said, Brooke, Bob, we want more Australian content. We think you're the team for it. And so we're making a spin-off of Emily in Paris.
Right.
It's our own show, our own spin, a bit of a local South Australian spin on it. And it's coming to you very shortly.
You called, Mr. Backer?
Brooke, as you know, I'm leaving to manage the post shop in Muruk. It turns out I'm pregnant. You'll have to take the job instead.
Move to Muruk? But I'm just a girl from Renmark.
She's moving to the bright lights.
What a view. I feel just like Nicole Kidman in Moulin Rouge.
Oh! And she's a bit of a girl boss.
It's my job to bring a Renmark perspective to this community postal agency.
For what? We get mail from so many other towns in the Riverland.
You mean there are other towns?
She's making new friends.
You must be Brooke. Nice to meet you.
It is so nice to be here.
It is so nice to be here.
That's good to hear.
Perhaps more than friends.
Jean-Paul, I'm very flattered, but I have a fiancé.
Ho, ho, ho. In Muruk, everybody cheats on their wives.
That can't be the stereotype.
For some reason, she goes jogging a lot.
I just can't stop running.
It's about finding your place in a great big world.
I can do whatever I put my mind to. I'm a young 20-something living in Muruk.
And one social media influencer who'll change everything.
OMG. 3 new Instagram followers after I posted that photo of the Lutheran church and tagged it very churchy.
From the creators of Emily in Paris, it's a new show we've spent years making, all for you to burn through in a couple of hours whilst playing games on your phone. Brooke Humble is Brooke in Muruk.
It sounds good.
It's a hit.
We're going to be rich, Bob.